that time of the year for a great event spearheaded by one of our brother sister stations here at the Midwest Communications Building at 1020 25th Street South. It is the annual Cares for Kids Radiothon, benefiting the Children's Miracle Network, the Sanford Children's Hospital here in Fargo. And to tell us more about this, and most importantly, to tell us how we can spend a few of our own dollars to help some kids and some families who could really use it, I want to bring in a very talented young man by the name of Rat, part of the Y94 morning team here at Midwest Communications. Hello, Rat.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So tell us about this. Let listeners know what exactly is going on and, most importantly, how they can become a part of it.
Well, this is the 14th annual Cares for Kids Radiothon. And just as it sounds, started 14 years ago, we decided as a group, you know what, it's time to step up and help support this children's hospital here in our community. And that's the great thing about this is we've been able to watch this hospital change over the years. And really, this change has happened because of our community, those people that wanted to stand up and support this hospital. And we get to see the amazing families that are here and hear some of the battles going on and hear about this amazing staff that a lot of these families will say that they've become part of their family. And it's a great opportunity for us as a community to say, you know what, I want to step up. I want to support these great families. I want to support this amazing staff. And I want to try to help give them everything that I can, whether it's that advanced technology or even just simple things like the toys, like the playroom, that also helps these kids essentially remain kids while they're facing these serious diseases or issues and still be able to have that fun while they're here at a hospital and kind of, you know, forget that stigma of what a hospital was and turn it into this new environment where kids can flourish.
And I know that on Y94, you've been playing some vignettes and some stories of some of the young people who are stricken with cancer or who have been helped in some way by the Cares for Kids Radiothon. And just very quickly, I'm not going to play one of them, Rat, because we just don't have enough time for it at this point of our show. But for example, if you go to Y94.com, you can meet Hannah. And she's a young woman who was diagnosed with bone cancer in her right arm last year, July 16, 2013. She's scheduled to go on vacation to Disneyland, but the family had to cancel their vacation after having x-rays done in Bismarck. Hannah went to Minneapolis for surgery and started her initial treatment. She's now doctoring at Sanford Children's Hospital in Fargo and Bismarck and is one of the staff's favorite patients. She often makes cards and bracelets for other patients and the hospital staff and loves helping newly diagnosed cancer patients her age by explaining how her port works. And Hannah is one of the people who have benefited by our donations to the Cares for Kids Radiothon. And if you go to y94.com/caresforkids, you're going to be able to meet some of the kids. And it's truly inspiring and truly some great stories there, Rat. And I think people need to personalize this and look at it that way in making their decision whether to give a few bucks or not, right?
And that's exactly it. And Hannah is that great example. You know, you're talking about an 8-year-old who's facing bone cancer. So many things that, you know, you could think about your own mortality at that point. What Hannah thought about was, you know what, I'm going to walk around and I'm going to see how many kids are here in the children's hospital. And then I'm going to make handwritten get well soon cards and secretly deliver them to each of their rooms. Because like she said, it just felt like the right thing to do. And it's kids like that where, you know, how could you not want to support those kids? We always say, you know what, you can be part of a community or you can live in a community. We don't want to just live in a community. We want to be part of this community and support these kids, support the future of our area here in the Red River Valley.
Isn't it amazing how sometimes 8-year-old kids are just way better human beings than 47-year-old males or anybody else, Rat? It's just remarkable that she would think of something like that.
Yeah, and it really is. And it reminds us, you know, of all the things. I mean, I'm a radio guy just like many. I will whine and complain about the smallest things. And, you know, the Cares for Kids Radiothon really makes you stop and think and realize, you know what? I got nothing to complain about. If these kids can face things like this and have an outlook like that, these kids are teaching us something very important. So, you know what? Why not give the time and why not give the dollars to really support and really make this hospital, it's much better than Fargo. And that's the great thing about it. This is a hospital you'd see in a huge city. And it's all because we have people out there who say, you know what, we're going to make this hospital amazing, and we're going to give these kids every fighting chance. And that's what we say. You help make miracles happen when you call 478-5437 and make your donation. You become a silent partner in something amazing.
So 478-KIDS is the easiest way for people on who are listening to KFGO right now to make a donation. Call 478-KIDS, and then there's a bank of operators standing by. They'll be able to direct our listeners how they can give a few bucks to help these kids at Sanford Children's Hospital.
Yep, and if you're outside of the area, the toll-free number is just 877-478-5437, and that's all thanks to the 702 Cares for Kids line.
All right, perfect, Rat. Thank you. Great job.
Thanks.
Keep it up. And by the way, how long does this go, Rat?
We will be going till 6 o'clock today, and just a quick thing for you, from 4:30 to 6 is our final power hour. This is kind of the big push, and that's where, as well, the community always inspires us because we're looking for huge dollar amounts to help finish this thing off.
Okay, perfect, Rat. Thank you. Your phone's going to break up. I'm going to let you go. That's Rat from Y94. But